Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The tables have turned. The podcasters now want to listen to you.
Tell us your thoughts in the survey for a chance to win a cash prize. Be honest, huh?
Answer the survey on our website, surveypilipinas.org.
And you're automatically part of the raffle. For a chance to win 5,000 pesos in cash,
make sure to complete the survey for your entry to be qualified.
We're excited to get your feedback. We are listening.
Just go to www.surveypilipinas.org at baka ikaw na ang next winner.
Ay, nako. All right. After a while, we're just gonna sashay into an episode when everybody thinks.
We're gone for the holidays. Christmas, after all, starts very early in the Philippines. World famous Christmas celebration. We're still in the thick of it, getting into a new month, November, and making sure that we do at least one episode a month for this podcast. Delamar, Monica Francesca, Jelly Victor, Jude Rocha. It's me. Hi. Oh, I'm the problem. Oh, it's me.
Oh, so we have a Taylor Swift.
I love it. Oh, I like this new Jude Rocha we got.
Oh, feisty. Nanood ka na ba ng Eras Tour sa cinemas, Jude?
What's that? I just like the song.
She's airing the Eras World Tour in the cinemas.
Yeah. And most recent news, she is a billionaire now.
Yeah. Not yep. surprised.
A crazy capital B billionaire. Taylor Swift. My goodness.
You're all sorts of B when you're that rich,
and you're a woman B.
You're all kinds of B.
Everybody's into bee. Football now, yeah. though, because of her American football, because of the dude that she's dating,
Travis Kelce. Yep.
Yes.
Kansas City.
Here in
Chiefs.
The U.S., they feel weird about it. Like, it's too much. Like, what is happening? Yeah. They're not used to that kind of attention. It's a sport in itself. It's not. It doesn't need any celebrities usually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Parang, what I hear often is, it's a bit much. I'm like, oh, this is a bit much. Aren't you supposed to be happy because Taylor Swift is bringing attention to your sport? Uh-huh. I don't know. That's just the reaction I've been hearing here. Like, it's a bit much.
Interesting.
I didn't know she was 33 years old, though. Mm-hmm. I thought she was forever in her mid-20s.
20s.
Yeah, but she is 33. Travis is what, 34, 35?
He looks so manly, you know? I mean, compared to her other boyfriends.
Yeah.
Very beefy. Like, yes.
Beefy, right? This is like a bronze and muscle guy, right? Yes. He's not a sit and read a poem on a Sunday afternoon kind of guy. This is a guy who's like, well, beef.
6'5" and I don't know, 200 something pounds. So,
but he didn't look like that like a couple of years back when he was on his show. He was more guapo, more young man kind of thing.
Did he have a show? He had a show?
Yeah,
a
dating show. What I He wasn't as beefy as he is now.
You know, I hate it that I know more than... okay, let's...
Right? Busted.
We have other things to talk about, you know?
Starting off the show with her.
Jude, it was a trap. We lay these traps all over the conversation so listeners understand the kind of man you truly are.
To be clear, I am not invested in this.
Talaga lang.
It's inescapable.
But he knows much more than us, guys, yes. Okay? Okay. What do we have for this episode?
We're going to say hi. Yeah?
Oh, we're going to say hi. Hi.
We're going to say hi to some people. Okay, so if you guys don't know, on Spotify, you can actually leave us messages. And Jude always, just asks random stuff to our Eves gang worldwide.
Just to check if there's a pulse. Yeah.
Yes. Are you still there?
If they're paying attention. Yeah.
Is this still on? But I think yung how do you say this? Saan dako ng mundo kayo nakikinig?
Woo-hoo. Saan dako ng mundo kayo nakikinig?
Yeah.
Saan okay. Dako? Yeah.
So Jude asked,
iba yun. Hindi ano ah. Hindi dako. Dako.
Hindi dako.
Iba what does it mean?
Well, bigger is better.
Means
so
big. Dako kayo.
Say it, Monica.
No, I don't want.
Why?
It's so hard.
Kaya mo yan. Sige okay, na, dako.
Dako.
May. Dako kaayo. Dako kaayo. Maragsa siya. There's like a stop at the end. Dako. Like
dako. That. Dako.
Yeah, kaayo. Yeah. There you go.
Dako kaayo.
Yeah, what? Right. Dako kaayo?
Wait. Anyway,
jutay. Jutay. Jutay ra.
The way that Jude said it, what does that mean? Saan dako ng mundo kayo nakikinig? What does that mean?
What direction?
What direction?
Which corner of the world are you
which
from?
Which corner of the world? Yeah,
all right, all right. So we read some, I think, the last time, but we have new ones, like 6 days ago. Some Joanne Gomez is in Western Australia.
Nice.
I don't know if we read May May's, but she says, inside my bathroom while taking a shower, somewhere in Quezon City. I've been listening to you guys for years while I prep for work and going to work from QC to BGC.
So wait a minute. What is she saying? That she's listened to us fully naked.
Yes.
And washing herself.
Correct. We've
well,
been with her.
How is that for intimate listening?
Ganun na tayo ka-close.
Oh, I know. We've got some people from Dubai, Secretaria, and Cheryl's Houston, Texas, US of A. Keep the eps coming, gang. I don't know where we stop, but let's say CC's from Laguna.
We haven't read any.
We haven't read any of these.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I thought we did.
This is the first time. This is the first time I'm hearing it. Yeah.
All right.
Same here.
Okay, so Lani.
We don't give an ep, okay? We do not give an ep. Like last week, we did not give an ep.
We haven't recorded an ep.
Ep you.
All right, so Lani's from Singapore. Danny Lord is from Minnesota, USA. Twishy Bayap. Okay. Grabe, I can relate to this episode. I've worked for Audiovisual 2 in 2007. Whenever I visit Gensan, it's always a reunion with the former staff and DJs and techs. Just like you guys, they turned into a family. I think this is our episode where we talked about, the reunion.
The reunion.
That we had, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Gundran says Quezon City. Oh, that's Alan Setko. All right. Casey. Wow, Zaddy Jude read my hashtag. I wonder what Dell's bucket list looks like now that she's turning 50. From Casey Araneta. Hey, bucket list ka ba? Did you talk about it? I can't remember. Or we just talked about turning 50.
Yeah. God damn that episode.
Oh.
Kaya kami nawala ng ano eh, matagal.
Oo, nasya kami masyado. Hindi kami, guys, ganito yun. What you heard was like, probably one-third of what was originally recorded.
Maraming,
and it was so...
na-left out.
Oo, kailangan po talaga. Pasensya na po kayo. At may tinatago pa po kami.
Actually, marami na tayong tinatago.
Oo, ngayon. Marami na po kami tinatago.
All right. Arthur Pena is in Japan. We have NASA 1979, who is in the UAE. Amy is in Melbourne. Dory's in Toronto. Angie is in Concord, California. Leona Jane is Alemania.
Where's Germany.
That? Whoa. What is up? Yeah. We got Local K from Mandaluyong.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah, yeah. KMC is in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Five Foot Glory in Australia. Felberts and Soto in Saudi Arabia. Wow. I am Manila.ph is from Pandakan, Manila.
What's oh my up? Gosh, so many responses.
Ang dami.
Good question, Jude.
Oh, si Jude naman, yeah. Galing talaga eh. That's why we have
galing
it.
Talaga.
Oh, chamba-chamba lang. Basta nandiyan kayo, kaya kailangan natin batiin. JT, Chepi from Cebu. Yeah. Cebu, New Zealand, Neobert, Mira, Roto, Dubai, Joselito in Doha, Qatar, Orani, Bataan is where Rem is.
Wow.
The land of yeah, goodbye. Baby. Interesting. Dubai, Lou, Sang Movian, Jas de Guzman in Milano, Italia, Green Hill, San Juan, Andoy, oh, wow. Dubai, Red Uy, marami tayo sa Middle East, Lin Lin MD, Hi Doc from Manila, and Tagum in Davao del Norte is wow, where Tagum. Jake Ryan is. You've been to Tagum?
I love Tagum. I've been there.
Oh, okay. What's up?
I have never. Yeah. What's
Tagum
there?
Del Norte. Tagum. Yeah. Wala, probinsya.
Wow, nice though. Slow living.
That's where my aunt lives there.
I've never been, but my stepmom would often talk about Tagum. Like she came from Tagum, she's going to Tagum. So from Davao City and Tagum, ganun, pabalik-balik lang sila. So I just hear of Tagum, but I've never been as well.
And Purisa Mama in the Bay Area. And Jai Nicola in QC. So, yan ang hello. Yan ang nalaman natin. Ang Eve's Gang ay worldwide sa San Tao.
Totoo pala ang chismis.
Oh. Ano?
Totoo ang chismis na talagang merong Eve's Gang worldwide. Yeah. Kala ko dati, ano lang natin yun eh. Parang it's like our dream.
No, but that's where it started. See, we planted the seed and then vroom. The rest of the world caught on.
I love it. Jude also asked another question. This is nice. What was your second question, Jude?
Anong ulam natin mamaya? I forgot.
What's the ganap in your life these days? Eve's Gang! Pia, let's say congratulations to Pia because she just got engaged.
Wow! Aww. Congratulations, Pia!
Congrats!
Yeah. See, Tash M, she says, I'm going to UK in a few days to take an exam to hopefully be able to work there. Feels like such a big girl move. So
is this Tash M? So Tash Maklang?
Yes.
Best of luck.
I think so.
Good luck.
Yeah. So this is your birthday episode. So we've got lots of people greeting you. Happy birthday, Del. Like tools. And a user handle that's full of numbers. And I'm not going to say, but happiest birthday, Del. Despite all of the things that had happened, you are still standing strong. Wish you more love and unexpected blessings. Just love work from home at 3 a.m. with you guys. So thank you for keeping us in the background.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me see. We've got a bunch. Wally says, I was doing my morning workout. Then I heard Delamar. It resonated since I'm also going through decluttering, moving on from someone I used to love. Oh, that's a song. Thanks, guys.
Now you're
don't
just
know
somebody
the impact.
That I used to love.
He says, thanks, guys. You don't know the impact that you have to us. Thank you, Wally. Bambasi. Maymay, nothing. I'm just excited for all my upcoming trips and travels. Also happy that you gave us back-to-back-to-back episodes.
No,
it didn't last long though, sorry.
We tried. Alam mo, actually, sabi ko, I was going to come to the recording saying, guys, maybe it's time to just, you know, like, go on sabbatical. But with messages like this, I'm thinking maybe not so good. Maybe that's not the right thing to bring up right now.
Okay, just a few more. Chuli sent 17 days ago, not in the best emotional and mental situation currently. Overthinking excessively, hagard dotoloy. Pero thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode. And of course, happy birthday to Del. Please calm down. I got it. Because it's spelled P-L-S-K-A-M down. Please calm down. Says, happy birthday, Delamar. Sobrang saya ng puso ko pag naririnig ko yung boses mo and your thoughts. I'm learning a lot from you and of course the gang. More power to you. Live until 100. Heart emoji. Mirsky says, happy birthday, Del. All the best in your new age, you wonderful woman. Hugs. And Kathleen is saying she is stressed about an upcoming business travel and I'm full imposter syndrome mode on. But I'm relying on my meditation to calm myself and reading tarot cards. I just discovered an app that helps her. All right. So those are our listeners and they told us what's happening in their lives. And we want to thank you for answering that question on Spotify.
Hello to all of you. Thank you for listening. I want to say hi to Olga. Olga was it yesterday? And then meron siyang parinig na, sana nga magkaroon na ng bagong episode. Sabi ko, hopefully we get to record tomorrow. Oh, so kahapon nga siya. Mm-hmm. So yeah, here we are, Olga.
So
I'd like to thank Olga.
Ano, Jude?
Kaya napatanong ka.
Hindi, pinaplano ko na yun, pero iniisip ko, okay, hindi, just clear the schedule. Because I wasn't sure that I could make it to the recording and I didn't want to ask.
Na naman.
I didn't want to ask. Ano? Ako na naman. Ikaw talaga. I didn't want to ask until I was sure as well that I can make it. Kasi bad trip naman if I ask kung magre-record kayo tas ako mismo hindi pala pwede. So, yun.
FYI, kasalanan ni Jelly.
Hoy, nagpaalam ako. Sinabi ko na yon na may classes ako.
Basta, ganito ah. Kung walang episode na matagal, si Jelly yung kulitin nyo. Yun lang yun, guys. Yan na yung sikreto na ibinubulong ko ngayon. Secret lang natin yun. Si Jelly yung kukulitin nyo. And she'll make it happen.
Ito na yung pinakamalakas na bulong yun.
Sa atin lang yan, ha?
Sa atin lang. Oh, can I just thank Olga as well? Olga is just one of the sweetest people I've ever met. I met her when she was, I think, 13.
She went to the booth, right?
Yeah. Wow. And so when I went to New York in September, she came.
Aww.
And she brought me all of this food, like Filipino snacks and everything, because she lives in New Jersey. And so they have all of the stores there. So she brought me some. And then for my birthday, she sent me flowers.
Oh, sweet.
So Olga, I mean, seriously, I don't know what I did. Pero talagang ang bait mo sa akin, ah.
Bakit ganon? Olga has been there forever.
Oh, you know, I remember Colleen, Gino's wife, saying when she came to New York without Gino, Olga came to see her and like showed her around.
Wow.
So she's really sweet. Yeah, she's so sweet. She'll go out of her way. So Olga, thank you. That time, yung effort, plus the money, ha?
Yes.
Bawat kembot mo sa New York, di ba may bayad? So, you know, thank you.
Aw, so sweet. But you deserve that, Del.
Salamat po. Accept na.
Ganyan. Okay.
Yan na, bagong buhay ah. Pero ayaw ko pa rin eh, no?
Oo, may
sound hesitation
effects.
Pa. Meron pa.
Pero,
yan na ah. I think si Olga yung kachat ko. Because she was like, ang ganda naman ng makeup. Tapos ang sagot ko, thank you. Thank you din po sa filter. Kasi I was really using a filter. But then I said, thank you pa rin. And I'm like, thank you, I accept. And then, was it her or another listener that commented, that's also what I'm learning from listening to you guys, to just accept compliments. No need to deflect. Yeah. No need to return the compliment. Just accept. Because it's like abundance. You're just accepting abundance. Okay, Della Mama?
Kaya mo yan, Del. Kaya mo yan.
Maglalagay sana ako ng table. Accepting compliments now. Keep them coming.
Line starts here.
Okay, please be patient. You'll have your chance. Don't fight. Okay,
nasobrahan naman yata.
Hindi kasi baby steps in accepting po.
Hindi, kasi pag now awkward ka, kailangan medyo papatawarin mo sila para hindi ka masyadong now obvious. Oh, ganun talaga yun eh. Help yourself along. Okay.
I have to fix my levels. Baka magalit sa akin si Jude.
But ako na naman.
Ang levels ko. Ang levels ko nga, kasi pabago-bago, Jude.
Why? What are you moving?
I don't know. It just keeps changing.
Okay lang yan, Jelly. Like, it's par for the course. Ito na naman. Si Jelly na naman. Galaw ng galaw. Ano ba yung
mga? Ang ingay na naman ng mic.
Ay, naku, Jelly Belly.
I met somebody yesterday during David's basketball tournament, and she says she listens to us, but I am so sorry because I forgot your name, but she asked for a picture, which I really appreciated because sometimes people will DM me and they said, oh, I saw you somewhere, but I was too shy to say hi. I said, no, just say hi to me. It's okay. I don't mind. Even if I look like, you know, pambahay. To say so, but anyway, hi to you and to your husband who was part. He was one of the coaches for the Cholo basketball camp.
I've been
tournament.
Seeing those ads. How was it?
Yeah. Oh, my boy!
Wait, I couldn't see. I know he was awarded for something, but I couldn't see what was written.
Because it's like training, right? They have training for like X amount of weeks, and then the culmination is a 2-week tournament. He didn't win. His friends did, though. But they all get like a little certificate, and it says your progression. It's like a progress report. So, yeah.
I love it that David is so sporty and active. Galing.
He's very, so, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So he's in, he's doing OCR, jiu-jitsu, and now basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Set up. So good.
And he loves to swim. Number 69 on his jersey.
Did he choose that?
What do you think? Yes. While mom was away in California, while I was with Dell in LA. Yeah, he knows because his father explained it to him.
Told him.
Oh, so lahat, yung jersey niya, 69. Tapos yung certificate niya, number 69, Victor David Galang. Sabi ko, oh my God. Sabi ko, buti lang may skills ka, ha? Kasi if you don't have skills, you can't carry that number, okay?
Does he realize he'll have to carry that number until he's like all grown up and binata na and stuff?
No naman. He can change it. He can change it.
No, pero what if, diba, he's like so good.
Ah, well then good for him. Kasi it'll work for him. And then yung mga little kids when they called his name to get the certificate, 69, 69. I was like, oh my God.
Well played, Dad.
Yeah. Right? I go, oh my God.
So yung mga parents, I know the conversations they've been having in their household.
Oh my God. So, you know, but I'm just happy that he shows some skill on the court. Kasi if he was super palpak, I'd be like, no, you can't have that number. It's not right. Anyway, hi and thank you.
So I was able to forge something on the internet. And it's this is so off tangent. This is not coming from anywhere. Except that when I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, this is a great thing to ask you guys. And by way of the podcast, people who listen to us. So it's called Ask Yourself These 5 Tough Questions If You're Unsure About Your Relationship.
What kind of
relationships are we talking about? Romantic relationships?
Romantic, of course, romantic. Okay. So kung may mga nakikinig sa atin in their 30s or in your 20s, and you're still in the thick of things where you still don't know, like you're trying to find a path in this jungle of a scene, of the dating scene, and it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, but you find yourself in a relationship. How do you know you're in the right one? And these, honestly, when I heard the questions, I was like, oh my God, this is really tough.
Oh.
So.
Okay, go.
Gusto ko na talagang hindi pinadala sa atin ni Del prior to the recording para makapag-prepare, no?
Oh, walang pre-prod eh. Wala.
Walang pre-prod
gulatan,
ito.
Okay.
Gulatan. Nakakainis naman kasi dapat pala sinulat ko, diba? Kasi she's talking. She's talking right now, guys. Okay. So first off, the first question is, if you're unsure about your relationship, try asking yourself these five honest questions. Number one, if someone told you you're a lot like your partner, would you take it as a compliment to you?
If someone told you you're a lot like your partner, would you take it as a compliment
As
to
a
you?
Compliment. Okay. All right. Okay. That's good. So no, you don't have to answer, but these are really tough questions.
Okay,
so brace yourself. Okay. Sorry. Baba natin yung volume kasi baka siya yung marinig nyo. Okay. Question number two. Hindi talaga pre-prod tumabaing to. Hindi professional. Okay. Here we go. Number two. Are you truly fulfilled or just less lonely in your relationship? Question number three. Are you able to be unapologetically yourself or do you feel the need to show up differently to your partner? Question number four. Are you in love with your partner right now as a whole or are you only in love with their good side or their potential or the idea of them?
That's a good one.
Question number five. Sandali. Nahuli ako eh. Sorry. Nandun na siya sa dulo.
Uulit
yung
reel.
Uulit.
Pwede mong ilangin. Dahil yung reel, pwede mong i-forward and rewind.
Hindi siya ganun eh. Hindi siya ganun.
It's a short one.
Yeah. It's a short one. So hindi siya nag-ano. Anyway, so number five. Pero honestly, these are really
They're good
tough questions.
I like these
questions. They're very good. And the last. Come on, ma'am. Bilisan mo. Precious time namin dito, ma'am. Okay. Nasa number four pa lang siya. So I'm gonna fill in the dead air. Oops. Ito na. Number five. Okay. Question number five. Okay. Here we go. Would you want your future or imagined child to date someone like your partner?
Oh, that is a good one. That is a
that
good
is a
final
really
question.
Good question.
See, that's why I was thinking when I saw it, because these posts are like, minsan parang they're just fillers trying to catch your attention. But this one, I was like, damn. You're gonna think, especially question number two, do you show up authentically, or do you feel you have to show up differently when you're with your partner? Because I know that women are most likely to do that when they enter relationships than men are.
Yeah. Yep,
that's why you'll see, like, my friends used to tease me, ikaw, kung sino yung dinedate mo, that's
yun
yung, like...
Yun yung hilig mo,
yeah,
yun
like,
yung
So, my flavor before was F1. Or yun yung boyfriend mo, ganun eh, diba? Okay. Tapos, meron kang boyfriend na tugs, yung gusto niya. Kasi yun yung... So, we kind of morph and take on the world of our man if we like them.
That is
and I'm
true.
Like, oh, nga, no?
Yeah.
We do that.
Do guys do that? Not so much.
Only to a certain extent, I think. Well, but let's ask the guy. Same guy dito.
The one and only guy here.
Do you do that, Jude? Or have you? Or your friends?
I haven't taken up any of my wife's activities, if that's what you're...
kasi si Jude ano to eh
ito yung
unicorn sa atin
hindi
kasi si Jude tignan mo si Jude kasi sa atin yung unicorn she is your first girlfriend right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes. Unicorn talaga si Jude in that
yes,
way.
Yes.
Talaga, So, but if he had, you know, a dating experience where like 15 years, 10 years of his life was spent on dating different kinds, that's when you would know if you kind of morph into, diba? See Brad Pitt, diba? They accuse Brad Pitt of that.
Morphing into Angelina Jolie. Oh, also
when he was Gwyneth, he was blonde and like, you know, Barry Hamptons, right? Yeah.
That's right. Oh.
So some men do it, but I think women are more into that.
Let me see. I know somebody who dated a celebrity, and she was alpha celebrity, like celeb. And then he was just like an up and coming person in the industry. And I think he morphed into her world, you know?
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So maybe would it be like a power thing or like a hierarchy and stuff? Because alpha siya talaga. In this equation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In everything, huh? In like, in
money,
like,
stature.
I know.
Parang kasi konti lang naman yung ganyang girls, eh, di ba?
If it's
but
fun.
But I think it,
huh? Di ba? If you do it in fun terms. Nothing's forced.
Yeah.
Siguro at the start, yeah, lalo sure. na pagka getting to know you stage.
Uh-huh.
There's no harm in that. I mean, it's right. innocent yeah. enough. Yeah. That's how the attraction can go up a notch mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. to play around with, you know, doing stuff together.
That's true.
Liking the same things, buying the same, you know, T-shirt in Uniqlo when it drops.
Matches.
Yeah.
Parang Korean, no?
Personal
parang
experience here, Jude.
Diba couple shirt?
Couple shirt.
Also good. The pro of that is like, you know, when you are in a new relationship, you do kind of invest yourself into the world of your partner. And it's so interesting, right? And that, but like both ways, right? I think the problem there is when you're internally trying to change your personality, you know, like I've done it. I mean, I try to be like a yuppie. I try to be like traditional or whatever. That's not me. Me
and a hirap imagine, no?
Button down.
Oh, yes. Sobrang hard to imagine.
It's not me, Ovs.
But she gave it a try, guys.
You give it a try.
You
try it on, you fit it on, and if it doesn't, then obviously this relationship did not work out. So, but I did very much so sacrifice my true identity for that.
But you didn't know that's what you were doing.
Probably
not. It's not like, oh, I want to be something different. No, correct. It's just like, well, I want to be with him.
Yes.
So today, if he says we're going to go watch that, I'm not. Uh-huh. That's not something I want to watch, but I want to be with him.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen like in one big move. Mm-hmm. These are increments we kind of like, oh, sige, I'll try it. Sige, I'll try it. But novelty wears off. You can only stretch or bend backwards for someone. At some point, you're going to have to snap back to original position. What is your original position? Yon.
But then some people find themselves in relationships that, and then they don't snap back, right? And then they don't realize how unhappy they are.
Yeah. And then years later, they're thinking, who am I? Mm-hmm. I've lost myself. And you don't quite know when you did it because it happened in small steps, in baby steps. And then next thing you know, you have this life you're living with this person or a routine. Kahit hindi kayo living together, even if you just have a routine. And then it has its comforts. Mm-hmm. It's familiar. And then the years go by. But then at some point, pag kayong masyado ka na nag-sacrifice, it's not you. You're going to start to feel like, why am I doing this?
There's like this tug. It's like a nagging feeling, but you don't know what it is, right?
Siguro kung puro give ka ng give, and then next thing you know, who am I? Or if there's no alternative.
Yeah.
If not this, then what?
It's like too late na, di ba?
Depleted.
To pivot. Pivot.
Kasi, like, if Jude's, I think what Jude's saying is, what if this is the, sometimes, kasi ganun na, sometimes it plays out that way. One guy likes you, you kind of like them, you go for it, and then there's nothing in the offing. There's no other offer. What are you going to do? And this is a good question for if you're in your 30s or you're about to, you know, yung that age where wala na, you have to settle your life at this age, like
probably in your 40s.
Like you're about to commit like that? Like you're about to commit to a serious relationship?
Yeah, because you're in it. Because who was it? It was a stand-up comic who said, at some point in your like 30s, mid to late 30s, that's when you realize this is it. This is it. This is my life now. Mm-mm. Like I'm not young anymore. I'm not going to go back out there and date. So this is it. And so for some people, if there's no option, they would rather be with someone than not have anyone.
Yeah. Mm.
So they stay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what you would have said. Because that's the only thing you have. But we're not asking for answers. These are questions you need to ask yourself in the privacy of your own thoughts and in the privacy of your own journals. should you want to write it down? And then maybe it brings you some clarity. Oh, nga, no?
Okay, when we get you back, Del, you're just going to have to repeat what you said.
Was it gone? Is it gone? Is it all gone?
For us. It's...
It's in the recording, but we cannot react to what you're saying, uh-huh. Darling.
Aha. Uh-huh.
We have reached the halfway point of our program. This is where we take a break. If we had sponsors.
Or commercial. Okay. This episode is brought to you by...
Sweet Ecstasy Burgers. Have you had one today?
Calling on the sponsors. You can always come in, get in touch with us. We can put you in the beginning of the episode or this midpoint. And you're also going to be part of our socials. Del, are you back?
I'm back.
Kailangan niya mag-shot.
There.
We lost you for a minute there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Dakdak naman ako ng dakdak dito.
Okay lang yun. Nasa tape yun. Nasa tape.
We'll listen to it.
Hindi lang kami makareact.
Sabi ko, ay... Parang hindi sila interested, ah.
Sana pala pinatagal natin, ano?
Oo, yun ang iniisip ko. Ay, mali yata itong binring up ko kasi parang hindi sila interested.
Internal panic.
Pahina ng pahina, Del, eh. Biglang tapos na wala.
I know. But okay, wait. Okay. But going back to these five questions, when... would it be good to ask these questions? Like anytime, like not in the beginning of a relationship, I don't think. Cause
and
that's
do
the
you
getting to
ask
know you stage.
The person that you're with. Usually it's somebody else would ask you about the relationship that you're in.
Okay. If everything is going well, mm-hmm. don't ask yourself these questions.
Wag mo nang gulahin buhay mo.
Wag mo nang gulahin buhay mo. Itong mga tanong na ito ay para sa mga taong, alam mo yung... It
questioning
starts.
Already?
It's like finding a thread in a shirt or a piece of clothing, and then you kind of tug on it and tug on it until it unravels. But it's that thing that makes you want to tug on it. It's their intuition. My reading is that it's your intuition trying to assert itself. Hey, look at this. You're not looking at this. Mm-mm. You don't feel very good. You're not at 100%. Mm-mm. And you know it. You got to ask yourself questions. Right? So I think it's good to just know that at the back of your mind. But if you have problems, you're starting to feel some discrepancies in the relationship. Discrepancy in the sense that you feel like something's wrong. Mm-hmm. You can't quite say what it is yet. Maybe this is the time to ask these five important questions. Tough, but it could show you an answer about where you truly are emotionally in your relationship.
Actually, Del, now that I think about it, even if your relationship is great, like walang problema, there's no reason why you wouldn't ask the questions. Diba? Kung okay naman talaga.
That's true.
You don't want to rock the boat. Okay pa rin magtanong. And then at least you know and you're secure enough that whatever the answers, you can deal with it. And if it's an answer that you're not even happy with, at least that's something that you guys can work on improving.
Because in my experience, this is just me. Maybe other people are different. When I'm happy, there are no questions. Mm-hmm. Mm. And the minute I ask a question, it destroys all the happy.
Mm-mm. That is
so
true.
So for me, the way I've seen myself go through these. Wow, there's a cat passing through. It's a screen jelly.
Pussy coming through.
That's a black pussy. Okay. A big black hairy one.
Si Kati Furi.
Oh, noodle.
Oh, look at that face.
Very photogenic, telegenic.
Pero reeking half
grabe. Yeah, yeah. So don't
yan
rock
the
boat.
Nila, yan din sabi nila sa'yo, Jelly. Ang ganda-ganda nitong pusang to. But she wreaking havoc at home.
As they say, the pets are very much like the owners.
Yeah. Wait, so for me, it's like when I'm happy, parang there's no push nor pull. Mm. And just stay in the middle of it. Consume it. Be in that moment. Yeah. I think the problem starts when something happens and you're just not quite okay with it.
Right.
You let it go. But those small things kind of pile up in this bin that you don't want to look at.
Yeah.
Right? You want to look at something else because if you look at this corner, oh my gosh, what will it show you?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, maybe now is the time to ask those questions so you don't waste the time.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, so are we going to answer those questions?
Sige, please, Jelly. Simulan mo.
Did we write it down?
I remember the first question was if your partner is exactly like you or...
Would you find it as a compliment?
Yeah.
Would you take it as a compliment?
Yeah, if someone said exactly you're so like much your partner, like your... Would you take it as a compliment?
Which ass?
Ay, gusto ko to. Kasi ang ganda-ganda ni Jelly pag nag-iisip siya.
I don't know, she's so...
Diba? Babaeng-babae ka, Jel.
What aspect of the person, though?
Everything.
Yan. Right?
What is it? They describe the person,
that's a good question.
Right?
Yeah. Whatever you're thinking
general,
of, that's the...
Yeah.
Kumbaga, the first thing that you think of when you think of your partner... And then use that as the thing they're trying to compliment you with.
I would think it's a compliment.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like for me, what the majority know about him, if some people said that I'm very much like him in that aspect, I'd be like, oh, wow, really? Nang huhuli ba
sorry
kayo?
Oo, huling-huli ka na. Naglagay lang ako ng trap. Kasi kino-over ko lang yung trap.
Reaction mo, Del, nakakainis. Huling-huli ka din. Huling-huling nang huhuli ka. Kaya pala ako pinauna mo talaga, Del, no?
Hindi, actually, walang forethought na ganon. Ngayon ko lang
naisip. Ngayon lang. Ako din eh. Nung sinasabi ko, okay, hindi na natin i-explain para ano, yung mga hindi nakahuli, hindi na nila nahuli. Alright.
Second question.
I would think it's a compliment. Okay. I mean, I tell Juliana all the time that she's very much like her father and I mean it as a compliment for her.
Mm, there you go. Mm.
Okay, what about
Jelly's
you guys?
Just gonna answer. No, Jelly's just gonna answer all the questions first.
Galing nyo,
second question.
Please, Jel, please.
What? No, second question. Second question, Del.
One question. Okay, first question, lahat tayo. Ganon.
Ganon ba? Come on, sige na. Hindi,
ganon nga. One question, lahat tayo. Sinabi na ni Del.
Okay.
Sa kanya galing yung directive, Fran.
Sige na nga.
Ginawa pa akong shield.
Biglang pinunilagay sa harap si Del. Kaya mo yan si Monica.
Yes, I would take it as a compliment. Hold on. Dave. Okay. Yes.
Chine-check yung answer niya.
No. Yeah, I would. He's actually very much, he's nicer than I am. So if somebody did that, I would take it as a compliment. Mm-hmm.
He's very welcoming. See, Al has that energy of...
Yeah.
He doesn't, kasi there are some people, pag nakita mo parang kitang-kita mo rin walls nila.
Mm.
He's not like that. He's very welcoming. His energy is very welcoming. Totoo. Mm-mm. Ako, Mixed answer. Kasi yun na pang-asawa ko, parang si House. Diba? Pag kailangan mo siya, ay, gustong-gusto mo siya eh, diba? Pero yung minsan diretsong-diretso siya, medyo masakit. But if I'm thinking of the first thing about my husband, yes. Yes. Quick. Mm-hmm. Smart.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Mm-hmm. Knows what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, that would be a huge compliment because I am not like that at all.
How about you, Jude?
Yeah.
Judy!
Yeah, I'm texting. Ay, oh, sorry.
Gusto ko yung pag galit mo siya. I'm texting, okay?
Texting,
don't disturb.
Sorry po.
No, sorry, sorry. Sorry. I just blurted out what I was doing, so. This is the part where it's just the three of you.
No.
Ano yun? The question was, is it a compliment?
If somebody,
yeah. Would it be a compliment?
Yeah, Jill, you take it.
Sorry. If somebody told you that you are a lot like your partner, would you take it as a compliment?
Okay. I would if it were true, but we aren't really alike. Well, we have some, you know, values that we share, shared values. Siguro, in that, along those lines, yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. Somebody would be making something up if... Parehas kayo. Pwede magkamukha. Pwede papasa.
Actually, you kind of look the same.
Yeah.
No? Uh-oh. True. I like that part.
Hello. Yeah.
Okay, second question.
Meant to be.
Second question. Are you truly fulfilled?
Meant to
sana naman, dalawa na anak nyo eh.
Tagal na natin.
Graduate na isa. Sana naman,
eto,
diba?
She's gonna hate this. Eh, sino pa ba? Maghanap ka pa? Wala na to. Forever na to. You're stuck with me.
Aww.
I'm only saying that out loud because he's not beside me anymore. So, but those words have been spoken.
Pero pag narinig niya to, lagot ka. Okay, second question. Are you truly fulfilled or just less lonely?
All eyes on you, Jill.
Laghiya.
Hindi mag-iiba yung order, ah. So, Jelly, mauna ka.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, fine. Getting there. Working on a lot of things to get to that point wherein you feel fulfilled. And complete and just, you know, blissful. But getting there, it's a work in progress, just as I am, because, you know, there. Good answer, good answer.
Good
and
answer.
And I
good
thank answer. You. Fran.
Okay, so what, am I less lonely? What's the question again? Sorry.
Are you truly fulfilled or are you just less lonely?
Yeah, I am. I am 100% truly fulfilled, I think. No, not I think, yes.
Ang ganda na nung una with conviction, biglang, I think.
Because it also depends, like, when is this question being asked? Because the relationship is dynamic, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's ever changing in small ways, big ways at every moment. So if you ask these questions right now, we would have these answers. Pero pag nag-aaway kayo na, nag-aaway kayo na bongga ng asawa mo,
not
diba?
Fulfilled right now.
No, but I think are you truly?
But like taking it all in account, because I've been in relationships where I know that I was like, I'm not fulfilled. I'm just here because, you know. There's nobody else got, but you know, I need to fill a void or something. So, but for sure, this long-term relationship, 100%, like, you know. Mm-mm. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I just had to defend my, I think.
Are you truly fulfilled or less lonely? I think the boldest claim I will ever have about my relationship, my romantic relationship that lasted me 23 years would, not 23, 13 lang pala. Hindi pala ganun katagal.
Saan galing yung plus 10?
Oo nga, eh, mali yung man.
Hindi naman
I'm
niya
sorry.
Age, you know.
Hindi, magta 38 na siya. Please lang. I I think it had to take someone this, how I would describe us is an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. That's what it is. Because he is just as strong as I am, but somehow our worlds collided. Now, when things collide, it's not always pretty. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not, but it does chip away the stuff that's not fundamentally you.
Mm.
So with me, what's happened, siguro magbabago yung isip ko, give me 2 more years. But so far that I've seen it, because our lives really did flip over and over, para kaming nasa roller coaster. I would say that the fulfillment I feel is the pushing of things, of limits, of fears, of beliefs that I had about life, myself, other people. And he was instrumental in knocking them down so that I could be truly, like, not live inside a walled, parang intramuros, diba?
Right.
You're like, no. Take down all those walls, because you're not really strong if you have walls.
Yeah.
You're only strong if you don't need the walls, because nothing can bring you down. Even if they do, you're going to get back up. So for me, that's the feeling. Does that mean I'm more fulfilled? Definitely. Because nobody has made me change the way I think this relationship has changed me. There's a pushback on my end, but on the whole, I think it's pushed me to be better. Mm. Yeah. So I would say yes.
Nice.
How about you, Jude?
Same. Next. Lahat ng answers nila, somewhere it's there.
I thought you were going to have texting still.
I'm still texting. For a while there, I thought it was generally in life, but this is about the relationship aspect of it, right? So, I guess, you know, sometimes loneliness is a choice. Kahit may partner ka, may whatever. If you still find yourself in that situation, then maybe it's on you to take up the responsibility for that and not having to depend on somebody else, even if you're with that person for a while already. Mm-hmm. So I'm just remarking on that, because it's not as simple as, you know, these questions, they are a catch-all type situation that's meant to, you know, for fun. But if it does go deeper, then there has to be a certain type of self-assessment going on that needs more time. But on the level, it's peaks and valleys.
Right. Right. Always.
It's not a straight line, but you try to get back. I try to get back to neutral, and I've found my comfort zone along those. Mm-hmm. Not too high, not too low. You know, when you get too low, kasi sometimes it's hard to go back up, and we get too high, you're wondering when it's going to go back down. So,
yes.
Dito na lang tayo sa steady.
That is true. That is so true. Bring it to neutral.
Okay. Jelly.
Third question.
Balik sa'yo.
Third question. Are you able to be unapologetically yourself, or feel like you have to show up differently with your partner?
I am, because I've done the work for myself. Because I think with that question, it really doesn't depend on your partner. It's really more on you. If you can't show up as yourself, there's something about you that feels like, okay, I am not enough, so I am not going to show this part of me for this partner. But it has nothing to do with the partner. It's really all you. At least that's been the case for me. All those times that I was giving so much of myself in a relationship, it was because I was thinking I wasn't enough.
You were feeling inadequate.
I had to give so much just to prove to the person that I'm lovable. You know, love me, because I can do all of these things for you.
You know, imagine what your life would be like without me. But it was really that I wasn't feeling enough. I was feeling inadequate. That's why I was giving so much of myself and I wasn't being myself. It had nothing to do with the partner. It was really just me. And I'm sure the partner would have been different as well if I had a different energy about me. You know, the aspects of that partner, what he would have been showing me, would have been different if I thought and felt differently about myself. Mm-mm. That's just from my experience.
Well, that is definitely your experience because we just want to make space for other kinds, okay? Because sometimes there are partners who kind of stamp down their partners. Mm. They don't want them shining too much. They don't want them being too vocal.
I had a partner like that. I had one of my first boyfriends was like that.
There you go.
And when I realized what he was doing, I backed out. You know, I ended that relationship because I knew what he was doing. But retrospective, when I think back to that relationship, I also realize if he hadn't been like that, I wouldn't have started to think of myself as any better. You know, it was, I'm like, no. You can't be putting me down. I'm better than that. Mm-hmm. But I also had to learn that. That was for my learning, you know, and he's probably going to attract somebody else who needs to be put down, who needs to be made somebody
smaller.
Who's not made smaller, somebody who's not being allowed to shine. So she realizes, hold on. So she can step into her power. You know, he's probably going to attract another one like that. So he attracted me for a time. And then I realized, okay, this is my lesson right here. Yeah. This is my lesson. Okay, thank you. I'm better than
next.
That. Yeah.
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Fran?
So, the question is, can you be unapologetically you? Is that it?
Yeah. Can you be, are you able to be unapologetically yourself or feel like you have to show up differently with your partner?
Okay. I like this question because for sure, 100%, I am 100% me with Al.
Yes.
I concur.
There's no hiding. And I think those, if we're going to talk about walls and, you know, because I know I do act differently with other people. Whether the
expectations.
The social cues require it, you know, like I can be very demure. I can be very conservative when needed.
Demure,
you know, like it's
pero
like,
sa isip niya, I never have to need it. I've never had to.
Parang hirap imagine.
Oh, nga, Monica, we're all like, come on.
There's that aspect of you.
Should we tell her, guys? Are we gonna tell her?
Like, okay, like when back in the day when you have to host something, you know, if I'm hosting a rock stage, edi rock and roll ako. Mm. If I'm hosting a corporate event, edi corporate ako. The way I dress, the way I speak, the mannerisms, you know. So I know for sure, it's like acting, you know, like I can move my character when the situation calls for it, you know. But that's outside. That's like a public persona of me. But of course, when we're talking about relationships, I know for a fact that I, like even before, I know I used to act like how my partner thought or wanted me to act. But with Al, 100%, he has taken me and my good and bad sides and has loved it and has hated it and has challenged me about it. Until those walls have broken down and I said, oh, okay, this is me pala. Like how you're telling me I can't be demure. I know not. No. Or I'm a sungit or whatever. So those are all things that I have already said, yes, Monica, you are like that. And it shows when I'm with Al and I know whatever aspect he gets, whatever Monica he gets on any given day. He will love. And I love myself for that too. Like, I accept it. Whatever Monica wakes up, whatever kind of Monica wakes up, like, ah, okay. You know, I understand you today. I can forgive you today.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pagdating mo sa mirror, oh, it's you today.
It's you today.
Okay. I can work with this.
Yes. We can handle can this.
Okay. Yeah, we can handle this today. Okay. Am I able to be unapologetically myself? I didn't even know me. Mm. So it's a lot like Jelly, but kind of different. There's a part of me that I never knew was there. So being in a relationship, it's like happening all at the same time. I'm finding out after a few years that actually I don't like this part of our relationship. I don't like this so much. And, you know, it breaks down. It really does break down. So for me, I think that's what I learned but just being in the U.S. Like, quit fucking around, Del. You got to tell him who you are, like who you really are. You're not going to tiis this, tiis that, because a good woman is like this. Like, no, I don't give a shit what those women are. Mm. I want to be myself, and I want you to tell me if you can be with me. Like, that's where I am. And so far, the trial period in the U.S. has been quite a, you know, it's been very hard.
It's been a doozy.
Yeah, very hard. But I think that what it did was to force me out of everything that I used to cover myself with. Mm. So I can't be seen, whether I'm trying to be strong. No, no, no. Who are you? Who are you? Mm. So without family, without friends, without anything that's familiar, I was laid bare. I was laid yeah. bare, and I didn't know what to do until I did.
Yes.
That's, yeah. Yes. And then that's when it started. I'm like, you know what? You deserve so much more than what I'm giving you. Mm. Because what I'm giving you is not the truth of me. Mm-hmm. So you can't give me, you can't show up for me. Kasi ang pinapakita ko sa'yo, hindi ako to eh. Mm. Ito ako. Mm-hmm. Now you look at me and tell me you love me and you want to stay with me until, you know, we're about to croak. Pero that had to take a lot.
Yes.
Kaya I think that's what me and Jelly have in common. The hiding was just amazingly complicated. Mm. You could be with me for a long time and you never see the real me.
Yeah.
And I felt that with Jelly. Yeah. Si Monica, kitang-kita ko, malayo pa lang eh. May banner siya. kaya this is what you need in your life, di ba? Makita mo, ay, that's an option. Okay. So yun ang sagot ko. How about you, Jude?
Same.
Ditto. <Ano?
laughs> Same? Oh. Bawal
whatever they
same.
Said. Never had to. I don't think I had to be not myself. With you guys, you have an idea of who I am. Mm-hmm. It depends on the group I'm with. But there are themes that are similar across all of right. these friendships for sure.
Oh yeah,
mas mahirap
that's right.
Yata mag-explain why I am what I am. So, but it's I hope it's not bad. So yun lang yun, at the end of the day,
that's true. there's one bottom line, right? There's one theme that is Jude, and you know, across all the boards. Like, ah, okay.
What is it? What
his
do you think
nice
it
socks.
Is? His Argyle socks?
Jelly, you're next.
Okay. Are you in love with your partner right now as a whole? Or are you in love with their potential or your idea of them? This is like a mirror of the question number three. So yeah. question number three is about you. But the fourth question is on the other side.
It's your partner. Okay. While you're thinking of your answer, can we just say happy birthday to Colleen? Kill you more.
Happy birthday, Cole.
Happy birthday.
When is her birthday? Today? Or will it be her birthday when this is released?
Today, recording day.
Today. Yeah, today, recording day.
Happy birthday,
so 29th?
Colleen.
Is it the 29th?
October 29th.
Happy birthday, Colleen McKillian-Moore.
I like her. She's a feisty woman.
Strong mama.
She is very, very strong.
Okay. Right. Jelly bean?
Jelly. I would be lying if I say that I'm in love, because I think I've already gone past that. I know I will be able to bring that back, but right now I'm at a phase wherein I'm still learning to truly love myself. So before I can even fall in love with someone, let me get to know me muna and truly, fully embrace me. I know it's already parang just me, you're 45 ka na. You're just getting to know yourself. You're just getting to love yourself. But, you know, it took me a long time. So yeah. I'm learning a lot of things about myself. I'm finally learning how to speak up. I'm learning to own my anger. Like when I am angry, I will show you I'm angry. I've never done that. You know, if I'm pissed off with you or if there's something that you did that I didn't like, I would just keep it in. Like, no, I'll just deal with it. Like, I'll figure out how to handle it so I'd be okay with it. But now, no, I'm like, no, I'm not happy with that. We can do better, whatever. So I'm still learning to do that. And I don't want to cut that. I don't want to cut that short. Yeah, I don't want to cut it short. So let me deal with this one first. And then I know I will get to a point that I'll really fall in love with a person. That's complete honesty right there.
Nice one. Very self-aware. I like it too. Mm-mm. Okay, so am I fully in love? Or what do you, Isa? What's the option? Del, what's the question?
Okay. So... Are you in love with your partner? Yeah, that's what I've been doing in between. Are you in love with your partner right now as a whole, or their potential, or your idea of them?
Right. Okay. Am I in love with him as a whole? Yes, because, you know, sometimes you have to test these things. You know, sometimes I don't love you today, man. You got the wrong
Monica.
But come
back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow. But... or the potential, because I know already his potential. Maybe in the beginning of the relationship, I was in love with the potential, which is the very shallowest part, right? Now that's what gets you in. Reels you in.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what keeps you, the potential.
And then sometimes, but I know, and he's proven it, that he will fulfill his potential. I mean, obviously our potentials it's also dynamic.
Yeah.
You know? We're continuously striving, and that's great. And I see that in him. And so sometimes I look at him and I'm like, because you're in a long-term relationship, and it's like, am I in love with you? Like, or am I in love with Jungkook? I don't know, right? So I look at him.
We know the answer to that second question.
No, you know, A-B test kasi. Dapat.
Yun talaga.
Or when I see Papa B's workout TikTok video. Oh, wow. Ala. Okay.
Ay, nabuhay.
But then I look at Al. I'm like, do I love you right now as a whole? However we've evolved, our bodies have evolved, we're not, you know, spring chickens anymore, and we've seen each other's
not red
bad side.
Red speedo dawning bodies, you know, anymore.
I've seen you gross, I've seen whatever, you've seen me, and then it's like, do I love you? And I remember, this is actually a thought that I had, this is very, very honest, like just recently we were downstairs and maybe having coffee, and he was just sitting down, and I went to him, and I looked at him. I think, okay, I feel killing pa rin.
Aww.
Like, I tell you, you have to test the waters, because it means, like, because sometimes it frustrates you so much, and I'm so angry at you, or you're so gross right now, yuck, you know, like, wash your freaking hands, you know, stuff like that. It's like, Because before, you know, when you're dating or it's the beginning, they don't show you the baho, di ba? They don't show that side of them.
Sa akin, I've seen it.
But eventually you do. I mean, now best it's like foot all forward. Laid out. You know, there's nothing got to hide, right? That's why I love him and before in the beginning. But now, talaga wala. You're in a relationship so long, you've committed and there's nothing to hide talaga. So, I'm like, do you still turn me on? Yes, you do. Okay.
No.
Kasama yan sa love. Kasama yan sa love. I mean, I love him wholeheartedly and yes, absolutely. But, you know, that version of love, the exciting part, like, am I going to be able to do this till the rest of my life? You know? Yeah. Happy, excited, whatever, you know? So yes. Okay, good. Good, I can answer that question.
Good answer. Very tricky questions. Or even love with your partner as a whole. I think I had a similar moment like Monica's because who I had met in the Philippines, my husband, who he was in the Philippines, seems to be very different from who he is here. So it kind of like, well, who is this guy I married? Like, why is he like this? But in the Philippines, he was like that. I had to like really think about it. So I went through, especially when you're having hard times, right? You're thinking, but is this the time to jump the ship?
Ship? Absolutely. It's normal to have those thoughts.
It's normal. And those married people who won't tell you that, they're lying to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Because marriage is down in the gutter, in the trenches of those moments we never want to put up in movies. Mm-hmm. They are riddled with mundane moments of eating next to each other without saying a word.
Yes.
You know, these things. And they never tell you that. But when you're in the trenches and you're seeing it every day, then you're really living. You can say, I love this person. Yeah. And that kind of love, that verb that you use, is so vastly different from the love that you use, that word, from before. Kasi hindi mo pa nakita lahat eh.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I saw my husband, I was like, you know, I don't think anyone has shown up for me in the way this man has.
Mm.
Like to tell me, I don't want anyone. I want you.
Yeah, yeah.
And when someone says that to you in many parts of your life, when you're thin, when you're fat, when you're pregnant, when you're not, you know, when you've got great hair, when you don't, when you have morning breath, you know, we're talking about real life stuff. Then you kind of understand, oh, this guy is in it with me. And whatever it is that I come up with today, for you, like si Monica, she wakes up. Who's the Monica who's greeting me? I know my husband's not a weak person. A weak person cannot take me. You got to be strong because I will challenge you and I don't want to pulverize you. Mm. I don't want to be kind. I want to let me out. The me out. I know is in here.
Yes.
The one that roars, the one who prays, the one who... This woman in me. Now, are you strong enough? And when I look at my husband, he is. So I am not in love with the idea of him. I'm not. I know it. So yes, the answer is yes.
Phew.
Ang hirap dumating sa yes. Ang dami mga preamble.
But I think that's the exercise, right? Kasi you have to defend your answer.
Yes. Yes. Yung kailangan mo siyang himayin eh. Diba?
Jude Rocha.
Tingnan natin kung hihimayin. Hihimayin ito.
Copy paste na lang. Next question, number 5.
Next para, question.
What's the same? I'm all in, guys. Basta ako, I'm all in. There's nowhere, you know. We're so much more invested in this life. So, same themes, peaks and valleys, diba? Thick and thin. Not easy, but we're still here. So, you know, waking up next to each other. So.
Knox.
Pagtingin mo sa ano, no? Sa okay. Other side. Oh, sandali. I have a question. Which side of the bed are you sleeping on? Are you on the left or the right?
With me? Anybody? Basta ako ikaw, when I wake up on whatever side ang sinasabi ko, ang swerte ko naman talaga. Kahit na may wall of pillows in the middle. Sabi ko, what the hell is this? Why is there?
Why
am I being pushed out of this bed?
Meron akong wall minsan. Parang, ay, naku, dyan ka muna.
bakit one-third na lang ako, hindi half and half? Nakakainis ha. Gusto ko dalawang unan lang. Each. Or just one for me. Buwisit. Hindi ako makatulog.
Pagising mo. Jude, pagising mo, may Great Wall of China na.
Hindi nga. Tapos minsan, lalo na sa Hong Kong, maliit yung ano dun. Hindi naman queen size yun eh. But, okay, I'll answer your, which side of the bed in Hong Kong, it was on the left here, right. So, magkaiba. I'm fine either way. But,
is there a significance, Del, to the side?
Somebody told me if you're on the left, you run the relationship. I don't know if that's true.
If you're facing the bed, who's on the left and who's on the right?
Or if you're,
or
on,
if
the
you're
bed.
On the bed.
Yeah.
You're on the bed.
On the bed.
You're on the bed. Okay. So if you're on the bed. Al's on the left. Okay.
Ako rin, dito he's on the left.
I have a very Pinoy answer. Side of the bed do I sleep on? It depends on where the door is. Kasi the guy for Pinoys, or the guy is supposed to be the first line of defense.
Yeah,
malapit,
that's right.
Sa pinto.
Yun yung rason dito.
Pero meron din naman kasing window. Just kidding.
So, depende kung saan dadaan yung kalaban.
Kidding. So, right now, I'm on the left side because the door is on the right. And it also depends on which ears I got pierced.
So, pwede mag-iba.
Pwede mag-iba.
Sandali. Ang daming ano ni Jelly. Ang daming yung mga conditions.
Pero may tama si Jelly. Kasi nga, yung sabi ni Doc Jake, in-explain niya yun. So, siguro Chinese meds. Nearest to the door, pero you have how many doors before it gets to your door? Dito, yung balcony, isang door lang yan. So, dapat nandito ako sa right, sa left side. So, kasi the balcony opens up to the, ano na, labas na ng bahay, di ba?
That's right. Ay, ako, nakakatawa. Okay, last one. Ito
last
madali.
Last question. All right.
Would you let your imagined child or future child with this person to date someone like your partner?
Wow. Oh, damn. That's a
Hi. Okay. Which phase of this person's life? Cause said to date the younger him, definitely no. No. That I'm sure of. Tina mo, pati yung ano video ko nag-react. Lumabo.
Oo, lumabo.
Sabi niya malabo. Blurred, guys.
Blurred.
Ayan. So if it's the younger version of him, absolutely not.
Okay.
Older, pwede pa.
Okay.
Pwede pa. But yung, I think it, and that can apply to quite a number of guys because maraming guys, they've done their kalokohan during their younger years, but you know, umaayos towards the latter part. So they're also evolving.
So which version of them? All encompassing.
Whatever comes to your mind. Because the question being asked is at this moment. Who your partner is. Yan yan, diba?
So at this moment, because you know, actually. But is that your answer, talaga, Jels?
Okay, so at this moment.
No, she's lying.
Just want to make sure.
Parang natatawa ko din, di ba, when people would start off something with all honesty, hindi, lie to me. Di ba? Syempre, with all honesty. Kasi I don't know then what Juliana's priorities would be in life.
Well, no. I mean, I think just
no, you're not thinking of
wise.
Juliana. This is mainly the exercise is between you and what you think of your partner.
I would.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. He's a good man. You know?
I love that.
Flawed nonetheless, like we all are.
Aren't we all? You're,
yeah, exactly.
Gusto ko yung ano, he's a good, yung pagkasabi mo ng good. Ulitin mo, Jel. Ulitin mo.
He is so sexy. A good man.
Oo, ang sexy, Jel.
Hindi, yung sexy, he's a good man.
Alrighty.
Ayan na, eto na ho, eto na ho.
Okay, kayo na sumagot po.
Yeah, you know, I heard the question the first time, like when we, ano, and my instinct, my initial answer was yes, even though I know Al was like a total during his heyday. What I know of him, intrinsically, he's a good man. He's got a good heart. He's very kind. Mm. He's very loving. So maybe despite all the, you know, the assholeness there, which all guys are in a way, you know.
And let's be honest, right? We like them that way.
Yes, absolutely.
You gotta be honest about that. Diba?
Yeah. But if I'm gonna be there.
Yan naman yung may laman din. Ay, sorry.
Like at his core, at his core, I'm gonna say, yes, I would allow my child to date someone like him.
Oh yeah, the answer is yes. If I think of Harper, and who Tyler is when he shows up in a relationship, because mm-hmm. like you guys, madam, ang girls may preamble, because especially certain guys, no, they can date and you know have fun, but they're quite kind of different when they're in a relationship. That's mm-hmm. different. So in a relationship with Harper, yeah.
Ay, hindi yung sa akin kasi was having fun while in a relationship.
pwede rin. Okay, ano natin? Kasi I think for me, one of the things I love is his heart. Like really.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
I had never met someone who was this idea of fair to people, how to treat people. It was freedom when I met him. It was freedom because I felt like, thank God, I'm not the only one who thinks this way. But the men I dated, okay, they're great. They really were. But there was something missing. It's that who are you to the core? Apparently, I didn't know that was important to me. Who they are at their core. Parang kailangan pareho tayo, or you inspire me, or I look up to you or something for me to hook my wagon onto your horse, because otherwise I don't get it. So yes, the answer is yes. I would definitely want my daughter to date. She just has to be strong enough for someone like
Yon,
that.
Yon, exactly. I was going to say, it'll really challenge them. You know, and may bring out the best.
I know, but Harper would charm his socks off for sure.
Oh my gosh. Uh-oh, he would.
Judy.
Yeah. Someone like, yes.
Yeah.
With the addendum of you have to be worthy for that. So.
Wow.
Wow.
Cause, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Because I am
so
not
nice,
worthy.
Jude. And yet.
Aww.
That's so nice. I'm
mic
cry.
Drop. That's Wakanda a mic drop yeah. moment.
Talaga,
that was
sige.
Really, that, no, that was really
yan.
Nice.
Oh, Jude. Isa-send namin. Isa-send ko sa kanya yung link ng episode, Jude.
Kung ano, ha?
Send mo agad.
I put in a good word, so.
That's really nice.
Wow. That was beautiful,
you know,
Jude.
Just to maybe wrap all of this up. Thank God we all passed, no?
Oh, ano itong test na to? Saan na to? Episode 300. Thousand.
I realize how you describe your partner, the words that you use, very, very important.
Telling.
I mean, and very, very telling. Because I've had some, you know, talks, conversations with different people, and they talk about their partner, and I'm like, I don't think you guys are in a good place right now. You know, I can tell with the words that you're using to describe them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's not my place. I mean, I'm not Miss Therapist, you know, like I can't tell them, hey, maybe you should take a good look at your relationship and what's going on, which is great that you brought this up, Del, because now it's all full circle, at least for me. You know, I've been having these conversations with various women. And the way they talk about their partner in, you know, just our regular passive hangouts makes me wonder. And I even had this conversation with Al. It's like, hey, you know, so-and-so talks about their partner like this. And I'm like, I wonder if they're having problems. Who knows? I mean, it's really not my place. But this is such a great, what do you call it? Litmus test, I suppose, to put yourself through. You know, so maybe this episode will get to them. They can ask themselves these questions.
Yeah, it's good to, they say who you choose to marry or live your life with, apart from the family of origin, is really going to spell whether you're going to be happy with your life or not. Mm. It's a big deal.
Yeah,
who we marry, who we date, who we settle down with, most of all, who we have children with.
Oh, yes.
This is no joke. This is the ultimate project. Mm-hmm. Combining your DNA forever, even if you don't want this person you had sex with and had a child with, forever, you cannot get rid of them because you share a human being between the two of you. So maybe this is something we tell our children.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, in small bursts through the years of their growing up, hey, you got to choose someone who, you know, who you marry is so important to your life, like seriously. Yeah. So if you're happy listening to this episode, you're in a happy relationship, good for you. If you're somewhere in the middle and you have great answers, you know, if you're somewhere in the middle, now is the time to ask these really difficult questions.
It's really difficult.
Maybe you'll have...
Sorry, go ahead.
It's just hard to answer.
Because I didn't think, I was like, oh, I really have to defend this answer. Like, I got to back it up. Like, because it's easy. Yes. Copy, paste. Ditto. But in mind, yeah. You can always answer questions like that. But the nitty gritty, the deep dive into these questions, it was a little hard, huh?
Okay, in the caption, ilalagay po namin yung limang questions, okay? But
yes,
so far,
yes.
Yan ang episode 206. Yay! Well, well, well.
Nice one.
That was great. So thank you for joining us. Again, wait up for Jude's question on Spotify. Please answer.
Question ulit. Ano bang ano?
Hindi. Whatever. Ikaw bahala dyan. Yung magaling dyan.
At least may bago tayong episode ngayon na matagal nyo yung inaabangan. Wala lang po kami masyadong ginagawa ngayong araw, kaya nagkita-kita uli kami. Hindi kami masyadong nag-uusap kahit offline. That's a lie, but we give each other space kasi guys. Yun lang, yun ang importante.
Hindi kami clingy.
Oo, hindi. Maybe jelly, but... One last...
Pag-love overdue na for an episode.
Oo, magpapahabol lang ako kasi I was texting with my daughter and she... was part of this movie called The Missing. Iti Ma Pukaw. She was one of the animators of that
wow.
was in the Cinemalaya.
What?
So,
bravo!
Yeah, and it did win during the recent Cinemalaya. We were there for the gala and it had it showing in Cinema 76 by the time this gets out. So she just wanted to just get the word out that it is an entry for the Philippines in the Oscars and there's a campaign for it.
What? Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness!
Yeah. And Dolly De Leon is in it. Carlo Aquino.
Oh,
in
oh. This is the one. Whoa.
He doesn't have a mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God. Yes. I've been wanting to watch it.
So.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations,
produced
Eve.
Produced by. I'll pass it on. But produced by Project 8 Projects of Direk. Former guest.
Yes, yes.
And future guest, hopefully.
Si Arturat Hadaone?
Hadaone.
Yes.
So oh. Maybe we can get her on if she wants to talk about it. They were, and her partner were involved in this. Mm-hmm. So, yun lang. May campaign. They need support. And okay. If you can, just go to the webpage, The Missing, Iti Mapukpukaw. Hirap sabihin, Ilocano kasi, mas sanay tayo sa Bisaya.
Ah!
Missing.
The Missing.
The Missing. Okay.
Ayan, it's a full-length animation feature. Mm-hmm. The first of its kind. And yes. Somehow, while we were in Hong Kong, see, Eve managed to be part of that. So
that is so
galing.
Cool.
That is so
cool. Yung pala yung na-stress niya nung ano... In our flat
pandemic.
Back then.
Oh my God. And you guys had no idea that's what she was working on?
No. I think she was really trying to honor the NDA that she signed.
Oh,
by not
yeah.
telling us what was going on.
Wow.
That was biglang gala night na lang.
That's how you do it.
Kaya talaga
mo eh. Well done.
Well done, girl.
Congratulations. Grabe.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. That's a big deal. It's such a big deal as an artist, and she is.
She managed, and a whole lot of other great young animators who were there that we saw. There were, but I think 80.
Oh,
and yung Cinemalaya din, maraming magagandang pelikula yan na you won't normally get to see. But it had its run back then, back in August. So now, mga small venues na lang, just to drum up interest and funding. So best of luck. Kasi it's a point of pride for everybody, for the young kids who are trying to make it.
Especially for Jude Rocha.
Oh, syempre, proud parents talagang kami.
Yes.
Talaga.
Oh.
Wala na kaming masabi. Oh, bigyan mo lang ng pera yan para anong gusto mo? Daanin lang natin.
So by the time the episode comes out, they can catch it at Cinema 76. Tama ba?
No, it'll be running through the end of October lang eh. Sayang.
Okay. Oh. Well, then on our socials. Because I really want to watch it. So it's showing now, June.
It is showing and some times have already been sold out. So as of now, just three more slots through October 31st. Two per day lang yan sa 76. And I'm sure they're gonna talk about whatever plans they have next. Maybe streaming, maybe, I don't know. Kung ano man.
Yeah,
stream.
Streaming.
Probably streaming.
Yeah,
wow, that's amazing.
Or pay-per-view.
Oh. Okay siya. Very, ano.
Galing. Congratulations, Evie.
Yeah. I hope it makes it to the Oscars.
I know.
Yes. Yes, please.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Let us know how we can help campaign for that.
Yeah. I'll pass it on. Oh, mamaya may message na kayo from Eve.
Please.
To
we will gladly post.
We will.
All right.
Or when we see it on your page, Jude, we will repost.
And then Evie will just repost. Tag us. Tag us, Eve, and then we'll repost it.
Ayun, no,
tell
sige,
us what to repost.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This social media thing is...
Ano, hindi mo gets.
Oh, hindi ko gets as a parent. Tsaka, oo na lang. Pag di eavesdrop po, gets ko. Pero... Oh, bueno, guys, magkita ulit tayo sa December.
What?
Hindi ba?
No.
Okay, basta.
I need my weekly fix. This is good.
Mamulit ako, wag kayong mag-alala.
Ayun.
Yes, thank you, Jelly.
Binigyan ko na yun ng tip kung paano mag-request ng episode. Madali lang naman kaming kausap. Yun na muna. Para kay Delamar, Monica Francesca with a K, Jelly with a J, this is Jude Rocha with a DY. This is the Eavesdrop Podcast, heard all around the world, wherever podcasts can be had, and we will be back.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.